Tucson, Arizona, an immigration protest in Tucson.
Another
immigration.
They heard me.
Yeah, immigration protests in Tucson ended up in wails of agony from several protesters. As officers used pepper spray to clear the crowd, immigration protesters had taken to unlawfully blocking traffic. Did I read that right? Probably not. I'm rushing through this. Officers tried to reason with them to clear the road, but some wouldn't move. It appears that some of the protesters started to push the officers, and that's when officers appear to have busted out the OC spray. In the video, you can see the protesters' wails of agony. Normally, I'd feel so. Anyway, this person writes some personal opinion on this, which I don't feel like reading, because I'll give you my personal opinion. I hit play on that bad boy. Let's hear what we have to say. So anyway, it's a bunch of protesters. They're really unhappy with the current immigration policy. We're standing in the middle of the intersection.
It's a girl in the green hat.
The police are moving
people
along.
She left.
That one left.
She didn't get sprayed.
She's good. As a matter of fact, she walked away very peacefully and calmly. Everybody, this is Richard Tracy. You're listening to Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and Podcast Network. Today, Al is joining me in the studio. Thank you, Al. Hi, Al.
Hello, how are you, Richard?
And hi, Michael.
How's it going?
All right, we got a crowd here today. And jumping straight into our Blue Lives Matter stories, there's a story. They released a video camera of the footage of the Christmas gunfight with the killer who shot Trooper Nick Cederberg. And can you go to that video, please, real quick? It's a pretty good video. It's a pretty good video. But while you're pulling that up, I'll read the story. Washington County, Oregon, body camera footage of a police gunfight with James Tilka, 30, has been released following the news that the shooting was ruled to be justified. On Christmas Day 2016, James Tilka's estranged wife, Caitlin Tilka, Armand, hyphenated name here, was dropping
Tilka Armand was dropping
their 11-month-old child off at the house where James lived with his parents. As Caitlin was leaving, James shot her 8 times, killing her. Oh, poor thing. Jesus James Christ. Tilka then called police, and Oregon State Police Trooper Nick Cederberg responded. When Trooper Cederberg arrived, Tilka ambushed him and shot him 12 times. Eesh. Officers from the nearby agency respond and found Trooper Cederberg critically injured, lying in the on the ground next to his patrol car with his pistol missing. The officers Stanley Smith, Christopher Smith, and Joseph Twig of Sherwood Police, Eli Sanders of Tualatin Police, and Anthony Christofaro of Hillsborough Police gathered up and went.
Multi-jurisdictional effort.
Yeah, it's like three different jurisdictions went to this thing.
And two brothers.
Police gathered up and were hunting for the killer. The moment was captured on body camera. Hit play on that bad boy. Do we have sound here too? While it's loading. You know.
Tired of dating sites
with little
response.
Wow,
all the anticipation. And we go to an ad about dating. Yay. So they're all together gathering up, getting ready to make an approach. Got shields out. You see different kinds of Sherwood police vests. I don't know if his vehicle is
in a vehicle or not. You ready?
Transit police.
No, we're good, man. It's lock yourself in your house.
Who's filming?
It's in the house. Lock your door. Pay attention.
I don't know.
Body
somebody.
Body camera
is. It looks pretty high. It looks like it's on the shoulder.
It looks like one of those body cams from Aliens.
Got your left.
All right, so.
Got your left.
All right, so our camera guy's on the left. Camera's right over his right shoulder. Gun arm. He's lighting up the guy in front of him like a mofo. But he's got the woods covered. He's got good eyes on the woods.
Someone got the woods? I got the woods.
He's got the woods.
I got the woods. Hey, he's right here. Get there! Get out there!
And the bad guy's dead.
Damn, they lit him up.
All right. Okay. As officers approached the scene, James Tilka opened fire on them with the trooper Nick Cederberg's pistol. Officers responded by throwing 40 rounds at Tilka, hitting him 21 times. James Tilka died from acute lead poisoning. wait a minute. So, I turned the sound off. He got hit 21 times. None of them hit any vital organs, but... Well, maybe. Lead poisoning. It's a lot of lead. All right, well, eat it, Mr. James Tilka. Trooper Nick Cederberg survived his extensive injuries. Wait, didn't it say... Oh, maybe I misread it. Gunfight with killer. Oh, that's right. See, I got confused with the title, because in the title it says James Tilka is a killer, but he technically is a killer because he killed his wife, right? Did I read that right?
I wasn't paying any attention because you made me a de facto internet guy.
I'm giving you tasks.
It did say he killed his wife.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Like 8 times there?
He did shoot her.
You know what it reminded me when they unloaded on that the wood line?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the scene from The Predator. Remember when the...
When they have
what's
the
that? What's that? That's definitely not Predator.
No, that's definitely not Predator.
When they this reminds the minigun. The minigun.
Yeah.
Oh.
This one.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
just start they unloading on that jungle. They just start blasting that jungle.
What a great movie. Oh, I'm going to have to edit out some curse words here.
Here.
Oh, okay, yeah, here
yeah, exactly, that's the scene. I should have played a little...
Grenade launchers.
Yeah.
We're watching The Predator, FYI.
From 1987?
That's the gun I was talking about.
The guy with the minigun.
Yeah,
what's it
yeah.
called? Gatling gun?
Yeah.
Gatling gun? What's the name for that gun?
I don't know the exact name.
Minigun.
Minigun? Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that's Jesse Ventura had in that movie.
Jesse Ventura. Jesse the Mind. It's mind control.
I like how it keeps spinning.
The Predator.
Even though he's out of ammo.
The Predator was a false flag operation. He was sent by the U.S. government, not a foreign planet. I know these things because I was in Predator 1.
And Running Man 2.
And Running Man 2, yes. I fought Arnold. What was the name of his name in the Running
Man? I think it was
Man?
Captain Freedom. Is that
Captain,
what
yes.
No, let me
I am Captain... Captain Freedom.
Was it Captain Freedom? It can't be that lame.
Captain Freedom. Captain the Mind. Mind control. And Arnold was also sent by the U.S. government to spy on me, Jesse Ventura. Jesse the Mind.
Are you ready for pain?
Yes, are you ready for pain?
For suffering.
Suffering.
If the answer is
he's
yes,
upside down.
And you're ready for Captain Freedom.
He looks like Randy Sutton here.
Captain is that Jesse Freedom? Ventura?
That's just look at his tights,
no
red
pain,
tights.
No gain.
No pain, no gain.
Look, he's flexing his muscles.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, Trooper Nick Cederberg survived his injuries and was recently returned home to continue his recovery. Great. His wife released a statement saying, quote, Nick said one of the most comforting things when he was laying... One of the most comforting things when he was laying there was hearing their voices come up with plan, executing it without hesitation, and then tending to his wounds exactly as they had been trained. He's referring to the officers that arrived on scene. Not 1 second... of hesitation from these guys and their knowledge of first aid and wound packing is what ultimately saved his life. Incidents like this are exactly why the Blue Lives Matter have made our mission to put life-saving equipment in the hands of every police officer. Officers are now not generally issued these equipment, but they are by their own agencies. I'm butchering this anyway. Basically, what we're saying is tourniquets, tourniquets, tourniquets. I think Blue Lives Matter does provide a lot of tourniquets to some of these agencies. So definitely, And to the members that actually go to the membership, I think the membership supports that as well. So, yeah.
Go blue to and collar?
I don't know. BlueLivesMatter.blue. Go to their site. Join the membership. It's if you want to support the police and help the police fight the good fight and supply them with, for example, tourniquets, that's exactly what the... Yeah, that's exactly what is needed out there. That's exactly what saved this officer's life, possibly. Next story is a riot in Anaheim. And this is a story all from the guy who, the off-duty officer who led off a round when these kids were coming across his lawn. So basically, there's an off-duty cop, has a house. He keeps getting these little punks coming across his lawn all the time to when they cut through the yard, I guess, coming back from school. And I guess he had an ongoing issue with them. And in this particular instance, in this particular instance, he got pissed off and went out there to confront them. And a physical struggle ensued. And he pulled out a gun and let off a round into the ground. So they arrested a bunch of the kids. Oh, great. There's a video. Play that video.
Yeah, there's a video for that.
Oh, fantastic. Let's watch it. I'm not fucking
scared either. It's 3 minutes long.
Basically, there's the off-duty cop. He's got this kid by the shirt. He's trying to get the kid to... try to stay on scene. Oh, language, young man. Such potty mouth.
From a 13-year-old.
Anyway, go forward. I try to find it where he where there's a struggle between them. I think it might be towards.
Yeah, it's towards the end.
This other kid is trying to get close to him.
There's a lot of, but a bunch of them pretty much bum rush him, and I guess he got a little scared, and pulled out a gun, and which I mean, look at how many
look
of
at
the
this.
Kids
look
are.
Look how many of them yeah, are around
and
him.
They're grabbing him too.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll read to Anaheim, California. A large protest turned into a riot Wednesday night as demonstrators attacked police and destroyed property. Hundreds of rioters blocked traffic near the Disneyland at around 7 p.m. where they threw rocks and bottles at the police officers. Some in the group went to the home of the LAPD officer where they vandalized his house and vehicle. The rioters also vandalized another house, apparently mistaking it for the home of the officer. 24 of the rioters were arrested. Good.
Didn't even get the right house.
It's just idiots. Idiots. Yeah. Idiots.
And then they go protest out at one of their friends' houses. So and
it turns out it turns
hey man,
out, probably yeah. Probably turns out to be
you were the other guy.
Yeah.
It used to be victim's house.
Turns out to be their own house.
Victim, yeah.
Idiots. Wednesday night's riots comes after an off-duty LAPD officer captured on video while confronting a group of teens. Keep going. It's still there. It's still there, I think. Confronting a group of teens in his property, one of the teens threatened to shoot the off-duty officer, prompting the officer to arrest him. During the arrest, the teen's friends threw punches at the officer and tried to tackle him. The officer drew his gun and defended himself from the hostile crowd as he tried to pull the teen.
You see the guy
towards.
Just comes up and just grabs the officer and tries to pull his hands away from the suspect.
There's not watch so. The like, red now there. Gets, now they all bum rush.
Yeah, the guys tackled them. Guy
see
like,
right here.
Yeah, now he just got thrown over.
And
oh, they
this
pushed
is,
him over the
yeah. Yeah. Look, the guy tries to punch
him. Now this guy flanks him
in the most menacing manner. So he pulls the gun out.
I think we've got. Oh, there we go. Oh, oops! I gotta edit that out. Anyway, go back really quickly to the part where the guy jumps over the bush. This is a good example of stress, and what stress does to your body, with your physical ability to manipulate things, such as in this instance, the guy's shirt. Watch carefully when he tries to retrieve the gun, how many times he tries to pull his shirt up. Like three or four times. Right here. They're going to show it right here. So he's reaching. When the guy jumps over, he's like, uh-oh. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six times. Took six times for him to pull that shirt. You know what that is? That is stress, my friend. That is absolute stress. That's adrenaline kicking in. He saw the guy jumping over the bush. He saw a
behind
bunch of people
him.
Behind him, flanking him. and he panicked. I don't know if he panicked, but the stress definitely kicked in. And see how he's trying to manipulate his shirt to get the gun mm-hmm. out? That's a perfect example of stress. And that's a perfect example
of stress. How many times did you say stress?
Of how fearful he was. I was for once not going to say stress. I did say stress a lot. Stress. Anyway, but yeah, look at how many people there are flanking him. But here's a question though: was it an accidental discharge? Was it a warning shot?
If it was a warning shot, I know many departments prohibit warning shots.
It looked like accidental to me.
However, it solved the situation. I mean, the situation was escalating and he couldn't stop it. There was no control of it anymore. Hey, the shot rang out. Everybody scattered. Nobody got hurt. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to debate the directives and policies of the police department. It seemed like it worked in this case. I'm not even talking about round hitting someone, but there was nobody even got physically hurt there. Nobody got punched. Nobody got scratched. Nope. One guy tried to punch the officer. Obviously, we saw that, but he missed it. It looked like that. Remember when Sonny tries to punch Carlo and he misses by a mile, and they kept it.
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. You want to pull it up and show it? All right. Well, stress. It's a dangerous thing. Anyway, that's why they're rioting. Because I looked at it, I was like, why are they rioting in Anaheim?
Riot on the streets of.
Yeah. So wow, that was a dead air. Uniformed officers arrived, and the teen suspect was arrested for threats.
Is the sound down?
The sound is down. And one of the teen's friends was also arrested for assaulting the officer, the off-duty officer. The off-duty officer immediately placed on administrative leave while his actions are being investigated. But rather than being satisfied with the start of the disciplinary investigation, people took it to the streets to riot. As the officer is already under investigation, it is not clear what the rioters expected to accomplish. They clearly want him charged with something. But I'm thinking about it. What can you charge him with? He's on private property, A. On top of that, I don't know what to charge the guy with. Once these rioters can tell us what charge.
What, charge the officer?
Yeah. Charge him with what? Here's the thing. When you say...
As our great former president Barack Obama said, we need to listen to both sides, collect all the evidence, and conduct investigation before making the decision. Oh, no, wait a second.
He never said that. He never said that.
When it came to the police questions.
Yeah. Well, I was very confused for a moment. I'm like, which president is this?
I'm sorry, it was in parallel universe. Like,
yeah. We wish that he'd say that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm done with that story. Anyway, Portland, Oregon, the American Civil Liberties Union.
American Civil Liberty
has now demanded that the Portland Police Department stop using riot gear in response to protests and potential riots. Sarah Armstrong, spokeswoman for the ACLU of Oregon.
Armstrong.
I am Armstrong. I am your friend.
That's a robot from DuckTales.
DuckTales. Remember DuckTales?
Yeah. Right. YouTube that.
Yeah, please. said that when police show up in riot gear, it escalates the situation, and that the police policies should aim for de-escalation, according to KGW. I have a question for Sarah Armstrong. If she wants to de-escalate the situation, perhaps she should refer to the rioters that, you know, usually show up at riots to de-escalate things. Like, you know, start throwing things at storefronts, destroying property, and all that stuff. How do you think the de-escalating police department will show up and be like, hey, guys.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey,
I see you smash that window.
You guys seem really frustrated. And your frustration seems to be aimed towards this store that also supports your ideologies,
Starbucks.
Like Starbucks. I don't quite understand why you chose this particular facility, but perhaps we can discuss that. No.
Why do they always attack?
No, Sarah. It doesn't work that way, you dummy. And I really hope Sarah Armstrong is listening to this because she's a moron. Let me continue by regurgitating some of her idiotic ideas. These comments come on the tail end of when police showed up at the riot, in riot helmets to the illegal Portland resistance protest on Monday. That protest was partially sponsored by Black Lives Matter PDX.
What's PDX?
What's PDX? I don't know. Doesn't matter. On Monday, 13 people were arrested by Portland police officers after blocking traffic during a Not My President's Day rally, which was held in front of the downtown federal building. Okay. Six activists were arrested for disorderly conduct. Three teenagers received traffic citations, and one protester was arrested for second-degree disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and furnishing false information to police officer. Yeah, when you stand in the middle of the road and block traffic, that's a problem. What if somebody's trying to go to the hospital?
I also think that standing in the road is no longer nonviolent protest.
You're
inciting violence by pissing people off. And if there's an emergency and someone needs to get through, they can't get through. In my opinion, you're blocking the road. It's no longer nonviolent protest.
Right.
You're engaged in violence, and you deserve whatever happens to you.
Michael, thank you very much.
What I think. I'm sorry I didn't participate. I was searching for Armstrong videos.
The protest did not get a required permit, and that activist blocked traffic at two highways that ran through the city, as well as the Southwest 3rd Avenue and Madison Street, according to the KOIN. From now on, that's how I'm reading every single whatever every you call it, network or something. Yeah. Is this signs. Armstrong here?
Yeah, here it is.
WNBC.
Yeah.
I am Armstrong. I am your friend.
I am Sarah Armstrong. I am your friend.
You know, I was always freaked out by those red eyes.
Those
that
red
kind
eyes
of
are
bleed
a little
into
creepy.
The next frame.
Yeah. I hope some of our listeners watch DuckTales. Otherwise, they're like, "What am I listening to?" I thought I was supposed to listen to police-related stuff, and they're talking about DuckTales.
It is. They had some criminals. Godfather. Like they did have criminals in Duckburg. Remember Billy? What was it? Beagle Boys.
The Beagle Boys.
Every episode was about the Beagle Boys. It kind of got
Bugle Boys.
Tedious.
Very tedious.
Bratya Govs in Russian.
At Monday's protest, Portland police officers first rode bicycles into the area and asked protesters to clear the streets. Those verbal warnings were given for about 20 minutes, and when the criminals refused to stop impeding traffic, Portland police officers in riot helmets moved in to disperse them. That's disorderly conduct, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Armstrong.
That? Of the dispersal?
A second... I'm curious. I'm yelling at Sarah Armstrong. I'm just curious to see what she looks like. Can you Google Sarah Armstrong, spokeswoman for ACLU of Oregon?
ACLU. Let me find it. Google.
Second protest was also held in Portland on Monday by the AFL-CIO at the different location. That protest applied for and received a permit and was peaceful. They did delay traffic, but with a permitted police escort. That's understandable. If there is some event that is permitted and planned for, I anticipate some delays. In a statement released Wednesday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler...
Is that her?
That's Sarah Armstrong.
Sarah Armstrong.
She looks like a man.
In a statement released Wednesday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said that he and the police chief plan to meet with the members of the community to discuss how best to relieve tension between protesters and the police officers. Several protesters have complained that the people are being arrested once they leave the streets they were blocking and retreat to the sidewalk. Is that after they commit crime? Because once you commit crime, the police can go after you and retrieve you.
Do you know, Richard, I want to tell you, I heard a story, like a murder happened in our area recently. And then the suspect was arrested after he killed that person.
Weird.
Wasn't that weird?
That's a very strange thing. It's weird. As if they wanted to confirm that the crime happened first. Uh-huh. And then they went ahead and said, hey, you know what? It's not like freaking Minority Report,
that
movie, where they predict crime is going to happen.
He's going
to
block the traffic. Let's arrest him.
Yeah.
That's what those things were telling me, you know, like the balls were flying. Remember that Minority
Report? Yeah, I remember that dumb movie.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was just Ted. Is this Ted Wheeler that said this? Anyway, Portland PD Sergeant Pete Simpson said that the sidewalk is not, quote, home base.
Safe space. Home
base. Yeah. And he continues.
I'm on the sidewalk.
Government property.
Yeah, here.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
There is, standardized field sobriety test that I would like to show everybody. A chick does cartwheels.
Is that during BLM page also?
Yeah, if you go back, you keep scrolling down, you'll see the video of a drunk girl. Brielle Marshall cartwheels way through field sobriety test.
Right, Nineheim, Portland.
Keep going down.
Down.
Albuquerque.
I don't see anything.
Albuquerque. There. Oh, well, you need to hit the load more stories and you'll see
load,
it. No, go
load.
Up. Go up. Up.
Up.
Yeah, see?
More headlines?
More headlines. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see.
More headlines. Yeah, that right there.
Oh, yes. Okay, I see. Let's watch that. Those
now,
SFSTs.
See, bear in mind, you clicked on it. You should have right-clicked and opened it on a new tab because you're going to have to go out of there and click. See, I want you to get to this article next after this one, FYI.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry about that, listeners. I have to navigate my... It is loading. Well, open it, right-click it.
It's a very professionally dumb podcast.
It's a very difficult situation. Albuquerque, New Mexico, I guess. An impaired driver, Brielle Marshall, was arrested after she cartwheeled her way through her field sobriety test. Just hit play. Brielle Marshall, 23, was found passed out behind the wheel of a car that was reported to have been driving recklessly. The officer who stopped out with her...
Tired of dating sites with little
I'm
no
tired
response.
Of this ad.
Now there's a better way.
There's a
what is this? Let's give him a free... Here.
Then in minutes, your profiles
was a
will be
zombie
in front
on.
Of
yeah.
It's
of
some kind of...
Around the world.
See, they're showing two very attractive girls. Look at these profile pics of these really hot girls.
I've never seen anything
like that.
Look at that
girl.
Irina.
She's a bombshell.
Oh, look at that model in
look
the high
heels. High heels.
And fishnets. And Kai has like a mullet.
Oh, wait. What was she doing? Why was she putting do not disturb sign on the door? So that means there were...
She looked more like a prostitute.
Yeah. Escort.
What was that site?
International escort.
I don't know. I got to go. I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
Okay. Anyway, before you hit play on that, she was found behind the wheel of the car. The officer who stopped her saw that she was drunk, and so he decided to put her through the sobriety test. Many people are afraid that field sobriety tests... are afraid of sobriety tests because they think that the tests are about balance. The truth is that the tests are to see if the person followed directions or does something entirely wrong or different.
And when
anyway,
you look at the ice.
Ms. Marshall repeatedly failed to perform a simple task of facing the correct direction. After the ongoing failure of Marshall to face the correct direction, she started doing cartwheels. Her final cartwheel struck the officer, resulting in an additional charge of kicking the officer. Anyway, let's hit play on that bad boy and listen to this.
Just take you're going to imagine there's a line here.
Oh,
okay.
She can't imagine anything. She can imagine many things now.
There's a little hole in the ground.
Forward.
He shouldn't have put her through there. But I guess if she was not walking the line, that's kind of renders the point
way.
Academic.
She's basically facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
She's facing the wall.
She's facing the wall.
Your whole body. Face me.
Okay. With your hands. She's stumbling over.
She hits the wall.
Left foot on the line. Right foot in front
see,
of the left.
See, his shoulder like cam. His camera's on the shoulder. You can't see anything.
Yeah,
but
I'm
hopeful his backup officer has better footage. But
well, maybe when she starts cartwheeling, we'll see her legs.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see it. You'll see her cartwheeling. Yeah.
Face that direction for me.
You know, at that point,
with your whole body. We're not doing yoga.
She keeps getting into a cartwheel stance.
Yeah.
And she does the cartwheel.
That's a pretty good cartwheel.
Yeah, yeah. For a drunk person?
Yeah.
Even for a sober person, yeah. That was pretty good.
You know, I wonder if her defense attorney could be like, "Oh, Your Honor, well, like she did a perfect cartwheel."
Yeah, never mind that she's
clearly not drunk.
Right foot in front of your left, hands down at your side.
She does cartwheels. Whoa, she came really close to that officer.
And she just fell. Yeah. Look, at that point, you can just stop the stupid test and lock her up, okay? I think you have more than enough.
Put your hands down at your side.
I think he wanted to get more video footage.
Don't do it, you're going to hit me, and I'm going to charge you with a battery. Face this direction. Which direction
did they say to me? She's under cartwheel mode. She doesn't comprehend. She's like, well, dude, what do you mean you
want me? She thinks she's like in a gym.
Oh, and she hits him right there.
We're done.
What do you mean we're done? That was a perfect cartwheel. Hit you right in the head. You know, she gets in the cartwheel stance as if she thinks it's like, he clearly wants me to do cartwheels.
Yeah, that's what she thinks.
That's why she couldn't fit. And I genuinely believe that.
She thinks she's like...
Because she was in a cartwheel stance.
She's,
yeah.
She's on more than just alcohol. I mean, there's...
That might be just a lot of booze. She's just hammered. Marshall was arrested and charged with battery and aggravated DUI. DWI. Aggravated DWI.
I think, what's aggravated is another charge.
Another
that
charge
that
I know. New Mexico, I guess?
Yeah.
What's
not aggravated DWI?
You know, you know what? Aggravated probably because she ended up hitting him.
Yeah. Like with a car?
No, when she did the cartwheel, she hit him because she got charged. So if you get charged with assault during the course of your DUI, you probably get charged with aggravated DUI because you're an aggressive MF-er.
Okay, we can just discuss that till the cows come home.
Okay, see, get out of there. I want you to go to the next video. This is a really funny video of a woman getting arrested at a protest, and she just about loses her crap. And she's a big girl, too.
A heifer.
Tucson, Arizona. An immigration protest in
Tucson. Was it immigration
Tucson.
Protest?
Another
they
immigration.
Hurt me.
Yeah. Immigration protests in Tucson ended up in wails of agony from several protesters as officers used pepper spray to clear the crowd. Immigration protesters had taken to unlawfully blocking traffic. Did I read that right? Probably not. I'm rushing through this. Officers tried to reason with them to clear the road, but some wouldn't move. It appears that some of the protesters started to push the officers, and that's when officers appear to have busted out the OC spray. In the video, you can see the protesters' wails of agony. Normally, I'd feel so. Anyway, this person writes some personal opinion on this, which I don't feel like reading because I'll give you my personal opinion. I hit play on that bad boy. Let's hear what we have to say. So anyway, it's a bunch of protesters. They're really unhappy with the current immigration policy. We're standing in the middle of the intersection.
It's a girl in the green hat.
The police are moving
people
along.
They asked her to leave,
and
she left.
That one left.
She didn't get sprayed.
She didn't get sprayed. She's good. As a matter of fact, she walked away very peacefully and calmly. Something tells me she did not... Now there's one... That old lady should know better. She's old and she's tiny and she knows that nobody would hurt her, but she's going to end up on the ground. They're going to end up pushing all of them. So anyway, they start locking one guy up. And that's not a guy, actually. That's a big lady. Oh, they got sprayed.
Somebody got sprayed.
I didn't even see it.
Well, they were getting overwhelmed by the crowd. So here comes out the pepper spray. And that's it. I know the feeling. I got sprayed one time in my life.
Getting sprayed is not fun. So she got sprayed. And she's regretting even going to the protest, probably.
Should have stayed home.
She's maybe I should
have gone to work.
Should have just...
What is this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm good in this country.
Yeah. I mean, at first it feels kind of like breezy a little bit, like because you have fluid on your face.
Right. Yeah,
it's not that bad. And then like a couple seconds later, it's not really good.
They're not.
She's saying they hurt me?
They're not hurting her. They're just...
They're
trying to put their
up.
Hands behind her back. Yeah, she weighs about 300 pounds.
Yeah, and she has that giant thing.
Giant megaphone on her. I wonder if she's taking the megaphone and screaming through the megaphone. Yeah. They're hurting me, help!
You know, they're not even taking it from her.
Yeah,
she's
still held.
That's
she's
how
holding
it.
Now the other guys got her by the legs. The other two got her by the arms. And watch this. The other lady's going to get... That scream is of this woman. She got sprayed.
The girl with
the
free
red
hugs t-shirt.
Free hugs got sprayed.
Free pepper sprays for everybody.
She got free. She gives out free hugs. She got free pepper spray in return. Now, see, they're trying to cuff her here, but then they... Big mistake. They let her get up. She's starting to roll around. They don't have control of her. If you're going to arrest her, yeah. arrest her. Go get her in cuffs.
Her. Yeah, exactly.
I understand they're overwhelmed by other protesters, but you can't deviate from... See, now she's getting up.
She's getting up. She's. Those guys are standing with her back.
And now they finally decide, okay, put your hands behind your back. You know what's interesting? Is she's screaming, help me, but all the people are like, I don't know if I want to help her because I'm going to get arrested too. Yeah,
or pepper sprayed.
Yeah, last two people got pepper sprayed.
The cops aren't even doing anything. She's just rolling around
you
on
know
the
what
ground.
Well, you know what the cops are doing? They want to just clear up the intersection yeah. and the railway so the railroad, you know, traffic can continue going.
And then
flowing.
Do you remember that video from another place? I think it was Portland when they were locking
Free
somebody.
Free Hugs is getting her face rinsed out.
They're buying milk. They're going to buy
milk.
Milk?
Yeah, milk will
milk
help.
Milk helps.
Does it?
You know, it sounds like old Russian Russian medical remedy. Yeah, grandma said put milk on your pepper sprayed eyes.
Eat the
you need to put... It's like, yeah, the guy from My Big Fat Greek Wedding put some Windex on it.
Windex to remove pepper spray.
Look at her. Look how old she is. She's a grown woman. What is she doing there?
Why doesn't she have a job?
You know, even if I wanted to protest, I wouldn't have time to do that. I barely have time to do this lame podcast. No offense, Richard.
I have to work, and then I have to go home, and I have to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grandpa?
Yeah, your grandpa. How's your grandpa doing?
Grandpa, he's kind of derailing a little bit. I think dementia's kicking it a little bit.
Oh, is it? Wasn't there dementia already? Just for those who don't know, Al is taking care of his father-in-law. At his house, and the father-in-law is an invalid. Safe to say,
pretty much. Yeah, he lives in with us
in bed, you know, bedridden, in bed. Diapers,
diaper-ridden.
Really? Are you
And who has to change those diapers?
Like, who do you think?
You.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what my life been.
How often? How often are these diapers?
About four times. No. Three times a day.
How often are they filled with number two?
You know what? It depends.
And number two wouldn't indicate how many logs are in there.
No, usually it's
simply
a number two. I mean, I wish he had logs because very often, if he does it in the diaper, which he doesn't do that often, imagine
a fiber like filled type. Like,
imagine a what do you call it? Mashed potatoes.
Delicious.
Imagine you know, I
rather not because these mashed potatoes don't have the same.
A nursing home.
Michael,
a few years back,
yes,
so I'm very familiar.
He's very familiar with that.
With the paste.
Yeah, with the paste. Yeah.
And so what you're saying is no constipation for elder folks.
Doesn't look like he has any problems passing stool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But dementia's been kicking in recently. So a couple days ago, he was just walking around and demanding that we take him to his old house in the city, which is about... I got to give it 20 minutes away from us because he left a rifle in his car and the car is unlocked. So he was looking for
his
rifle.
So it's in the States.
Well, he knows he's in the States.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he didn't request to go back to Poland.
No.
Okay.
Because that would be even harder.
I need you to take me to Poland. I need to retrieve my rifle. I'm assuming that Polacks also sound like Russians because, you know.
They sound like
very
Germans.
Similar.
They sound... Like
I don't
Germans.
Know. What do Poland?
I don't know.
Poland's somewhere in between. It's more like it's kind of softer version of Russian. I think.
Like softer. Could you take softer me to German and softer Russian kind of mixed together?
Remember, Mikey, we talked about how you speak German. There are only two ways to talk German.
Like,
okay,
the
there's either really very effeminate way, or you know the other way. Nine.
Yeah,
the one when you scream from the podium and demand to destroy a certain race.
Das ist, yes. Where are your papers? Yeah.
And I had one of my professors. He was from Germany.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, yeah.
And he was speaking that, you know, not the Nazi way.
Apparently, if you don't agree with certain political views these days, you're a Nazi as well. According to, that's millennials.
I think all of us have been called a Nazi.
Yeah.
By somebody else.
If you don't like someone, you just
You know what? I've been called a Nazi once when I was playing a board game called Axis and Allies, and I chose to be the Axis side of it. I was the German Nazis, and those who were the other ones, the Allies,
So are you going to be called Nazis when you play chess and you just pick whites?
You're a white supremacist.
You're a white supremacist.
And yeah, all the pawns have skinheads.
And then yeah. the white goes first, so you know yeah. that's racist.
Yeah, that is racist. We should implement new rules.
Change chess.
Anyway, we're going to go to the next story here, but this is...
They need to make it equality, so both...
Both start the same time.
Same color, then.
Yeah, everybody's the same color.
It would get really confusing.
Black and yeah. white, it's
like, and everybody starts at the same time.
Both sides are the same color. Yeah. So...
Start at the same time.
Can you like have a peace and harmony in chess? You just like always play really, the draw.
Both sides are the winner.
You know? Yeah. Nobody really loses.
Yeah, everybody gets a point for a win or no
everybody gets
what
a medal
lose.
Or a cookie.
Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Participation trophy.
As a matter of fact, they take all the squares away from the chess. It's just one big block.
One big block.
And you just mix all the stuff together.
Put it wherever you want.
Put it wherever you want. You don't have to put it.
Do you want to put it in the corner? Okay, you can put it in this corner, but I want that corner. You can have this corner.
That's a PC chess.
Yeah, PC chess. Hey, this article.
No, it's called SJW chess.
SJW. I don't get it.
Social justice war.
We've been in about 32 minutes.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I where I think we're about 5 minutes. tack on 5 minutes to that, and we're
done.
Be good. This was off of the Blue Lives Matter Facebook page, but it takes me to a completely different site. But I'm going to read it anyway. It's a American Military News, and this is by Staff Writer 10. They have numbers there. I'm imagining like
clone troopers.
Yeah, I'm imagining like. Yeah.
Or prison.
Anyway, angry employee attacks boss at home with a running chainsaw. A Lyons Falls man, 29 years old, Kyle M. Poor, had a vendetta against his boss and wanted to exact revenge. Poor decided to break into his employer's house just 55 miles northeast of Syracuse, New York. This wasn't a typical break-in, as Poor was brandishing a running chainsaw. Once inside the home, Poor used the tool-turned weapon to cut through the boss's bedroom door and attack him. The male victim sustained severe cuts and tendon damage to his hands in his attack. Ouch!
Defensive wounds.
The incident took place about 10 p.m. on Sunday night, and Poor then fled the scene on foot. When the police arrived on scene, troopers brought in Bloodhound to search the area. Poor was later apprehended by Trooper Kevin P. Connors. And Bloodhound named Shiny? S-C-H-I-N-I.
She shines.
Shines, anyway. Lewis County Sheriff's deputies assisted. Poor was charged with the first-degree burglary, second-degree assault, second-degree assault? Should be first-degree assault.
With a chainsaw?
Attacking somebody with a chainsaw? Okay, different state. I don't know what... It might be a felony over
sounds
there.
Sounds like you planned it out, too.
Third-degree criminal possession of a weapon and endangering the welfare of a child. He was arraigned in New Bremen Town Court and sent to Lewis County Jail on a $15,000 cash bond. In 2015, Poor was sentenced to 1 year in county jail on charge of third-degree burglary charge. Cool. Can you imagine you're laying in your bed and all of a sudden you hear bam, 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 bam. Remember that painting? That with the pig?
Yes, the pig.
Yeah, apparently I guess this story is just not going away. Cowgirl posted the story on February 21st. Lacey Clay calls on court to hang anti-police painting.
Clay Davis.
Clay, yeah. Hey, partner. We can't say his famous line.
I was about to say that, and I got
curse. Yeah. Washington, D.C., the fight over the anti-police painting that once hung on the nation's capital has fired up again. Representative Lacey Clay of Missouri has issued a statement that he now plans to start suing on Tuesday until the...
Sue everybody.
Sue everyone. The despicable painting is rehung. According to the KBIA, Representative Clay said that in a statement issued on Monday that the issue is artistic freedom. He said that the painting has been on, quote, peaceful public display for 7 months. He also said that the Capitol's official architect, Stephen Ayers removed the painting in January because of the pressure from the quote certain right-wing media outlets and the House Speaker Ryan Paul. The painting was among the winners from the Congressional Art Contest and was painted by a Missouri student, David Pulfus. The painting hung in the Capitol largely unnoticed until Blue Lives Matter, and other news outlets brought the attention to the offensive painting. The painting, police officers are depicted as pigs while pointing guns at black protesters. Wolves. Also in the painting, two birds, one black, one white, are shown fighting at a black protest holding scales of justice is shown as being crucified.
And for some reason, there is C-3PO in the background.
Is there C-3PO?
It looks like C-3PO. Yeah. The guy behind the car.
Oh, my.
It looks like race war propaganda.
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me.
I think that's why they didn't want this painting there. But they're still talking. You know, this is Congress, okay? That's what they make laws. They decide.
They can't agree on anything.
Isn't there ISIS? There's things out there.
We're going to complain about this.
Waste my time and deal with this painting instead.
Anyway, so she's suing. Or he's suing. I'm sorry. Finally, House Speaker Ryan Paul pointed out the painting. Oh, wait. This is blah, blah. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. That there's again, still in there. It's still again.
Did we talk about that like a month ago?
In the discussions. We might wrap it up with this story. What do you have? Is that DuckTales here?
Yeah, I found the intro. For those who didn't know, this was the intro to DuckTales, but I found it in Russian.
Oh, here, play it. Let's play.
Wow.
Hey, Mike, it doesn't sound German or Polish to you.
I mean, I can recognize Russian.
Yeah. Did you watch DuckTales when you were little?
Yeah.
Who didn't, right? Yeah. Millennials did.
It was after school, it was always on.
We had it every Sunday, and it cleared the streets. Adults, kids, they would just disappear. It would be like curfew.
Yeah.
Watch it.
If the curfew at 9 p.m., the military enforced curfew didn't clear the streets in the Soviet Union.
They put DuckTales.
DuckTales definitely cleared it. See, I get it. Now I understand why they ran it.
Yeah,
DuckTales. They did run it Sunday at 9 p.m.
Sunday, no, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.? Oh. It was bedtime after that.
Utsinnyi istoriy.
Utsinnyi istoriy. Can you find me one of... let's see. Give me a like Korean or Japanese.
DuckTales.
Japanese. Yeah, give me a Japanese one.
Japanese.
Oh, here we go.
Be interesting to see.
I want
to
see.
Yeah, here it is. You can find everything on YouTube.
YouTube is just great.
Ninja, this is a DuckTales.
What else do you want me to find?
How about a
French?
Sure, well, let's do a French one while I read the story. Portland protesters disappears after trying to take on Portland police by herself. And disappears as in like quote unquote. It's like a symbolic way of saying because she confronts the police officers and they flat out just snatch her and drag her away. This story is by Cowgirl. Protesters across the country continued their juvenile-like actions as they held the, quote, Not My President's Day demonstration on Monday, February 20th, which is coincidentally is also President's Day. Actually, you know, you could do me a favor and find this awesome video. It's pretty good.
I completely missed. What was it?
The Portland protest. The lady gets arrested.
Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon?
Oregon, probably. According to Fox News, the protesters were questioning the validity of the President Trump's victory and expressing their opposition to a variety of issues, including immigration and climate science. Even though it was a holiday for some, most people had to work or just didn't care. And they didn't show up. Can I say something about climate science? I know there are many people who are denying climate change or global warming or whatever. I would like to say if it is indeed existing, it's making our weather where I am just so fantastic. So whatever burning coal fuel, whatever we're causing to cause this massive pollution,
the V8 cars,
whatever it is, just tell me where the next campfire is. I'll bring about every single battery that I can find in this house, my car battery, and we'll continue burning to the point where we'll have palm trees in the DC
winter
area. Yeah, and winter will be at most, at the least, I don't know what. What's tolerable? 55 around here? Anything less than 55, and I'm like, ugh, yuck. Anyway, at least 9 events were reported and were driven by social media. Monday's events followed a weekend of rallies. One rally was held in Washington, D.C. in front of the Supreme Court building. Another protest was held in New York City. Organizers of the protest had predicted a turnout of 14,000, but numbers were actually only in the hundreds. This is what I'm also noticing, that these protests are starting to get less and less and less. Here, I'm trying to find this video right here.
And nothing matters.
I don't think anything matters. Well, if you go to the, you know, bluelivesmatter.blue, you'll actually see this.
I think there's so story. Many protests. They're protesting so many things that they're just running out of gas, you know?
Yeah, well, people are getting tired of it. They're like, eh. Yeah.
Like, everything is a protest now.
Go up. Keep going up. There, hit more. More headlines. Keep going down. Down. More headlines. Hit more headlines. Down. Keep going down.
Down.
We're very unprepared
Portland
today.
Keep protesters take some police alone? No.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's the
it's
video.
Disappeared.
Yeah. It's a good video. Shows her. She keeps pushing at the police. So then they just snatch her up. I think they fire like tear gas or something.
It's loading. Yeah. Here. Do you want me to hit it?
Yeah, I want you to hit it. There, the one in the red jacket. Watch her carefully. So here's the police coming in, saying back up.
Everybody's backs up except for her.
There, she's getting in their faces. Now they push her. So they push her. She gets out of the way. Now she gets up. She gets in their faces again. She's flicking them off. You can flick them off, but now she gets in their face. Look at that. Bam, bam. And now they just snatch her up. I don't know what that was. I think that was like tear gas.
Cap. Play them as kids. They shot her three. They shot her three times in the chest.
This idiot.
With an assault weapon.
This is what a police state looks like.
They just shot her like three times in the chest, but
with
she
AR-15. No, that's too. They don't use those specific words.
They don't know
assault,
what an
AR-15 assault rifle.
Right,
with a machine gun.
No, everybody knows AR-15. Even people who don't know anything about guns, because it's all over the news. AR-15, AR-15. They show like a revolver. They're like it's assault AR-15.
Okay, they've heard of AR-15, but could they identify one?
I remember. I remember they were referring to during the Sandy Hook shooting. I think one of the officers pulled out a. I think it was that one. They pulled out. There was a video of an officer pulling out a shotgun, a pump action shotgun, just a regular 12-gauge shotgun, but it had a pistol grip on it, and everything was black. It was all the wood stock was taken off. It was replaced with like.
Tactical plastic.
Yeah. Just like an adjustable stock.
So it looks more military.
So it looks cool.
And it was like, and they were referring to it as a rifle. I'm like, that's not a rifle. It's still a shotgun. It's still a very. It's not even a semi-automatic. You still have to manually engage the next round into the chamber.
I saw a picture online. It was a picture of AK-47, and there was a label AR-15. Then it was. AR-15, and it said AK-47. There was a revolver. It said AK-47. There was a Glock pistol. AK-47. Then there was just like a knife. AK-47, like a wrench tool for your car.
That's funny.
AK-47.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, thank you for putting up with this podcast today. Actually, that was a this was a very good podcast.
Here, I didn't find anything in French, but I found Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers in Russian.
Oh yes.
Here.
Nothing in French. That's disappointing.
Yeah. Oh no, they have it. You want to play it? Oh yeah, here's French opening.
I don't care at all. Just play.
All right. Have a good night,
everybody. Here, it's different. Say hello.
le plus grand boss de toute la ville. So pretentious.
C'est le plus puissant de tout Canard. This sounds terrible. It sounds like he's every word is a body part.
Yeah.
Like a penis body part.
Yeah, it's not the same.
All right. Anyway, later. Thank you everybody for listening to us, Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud, Talk Radio, and is this Chippendale? This is Russian Chippendale.
It's a Russian Chippendale opening.
Anyway, whichever tickles your fancy, folks, go on YouTube and just type in whatever you want to hear in whatever language.
I guarantee you, they have something in English too.
And they, well, these days,
if not, I have it at home. Plenty of copies.
Anyway, you know what? I'm gonna go find myself a Chippendale episode to watch now. All right, everybody, take care. Thank you very much for listening to us. Go see us on Facebook,
Twitter,
Blue Lives Matter. I'm sure they're on Twitter. Blue Lives Matter. Blue. AmericaOutloud.com
newspapers,
and big shout out to Malcolm of America Out Loud and Malcolm Out Loud thanks for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it, and thanks for all the feedback too. And by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, give us some feedback, please. If you dislike us, tell us. If you love us, tell us. And even if you feel the need to not say anything at all, tell us anyway. Thank you very much, and if you're working out there, please be safe. Thank you.